accompanied the arrival in Rome in 382 of Jerome, his abrupt departure in 385, and the controversies about wealth, poverty, and patronage that he helped provoke and that we know of largely through his vehement writings in the 390s and early 400s. After Jerome, the pace of the audiobook changes. We have entered an age of mounting crisis. The spectacular renunciation of their property by a young noble couple, Pinianus and Melania the Younger, coincided with the onset of the Visigothic advance on Rome. The sack of Rome in 410 brought another radical Christian, Pelagius, along with his Roman patrons as refugees to the shores of Africa. When in Italy, Pelagius's followers had circulated vehement criticisms of wealth. They had insisted on its total renunciation. The consequent battle of ideas between Augustine and Pelagius amounted to a Punic war of the mind between Italy and Africa. But it was not simply a war of ideas. As far as Augustine was concerned, the pious habits of an entire Christian landscape were at stake. Hence, we shall go back a century so as to appreciate the fierce sense of agency that had enabled the African churches to build up a position